Now, as we've just heard from Herman Scheer, and as we know firsthand from the argy-bargy here in Australia, climate change is a political issue as much as it is an environmental one. And much of the public discussion on climate change tends to be dominated by political voices. But recently, a collection of ordinary citizens from across the world were given the opportunity to be involved in an event called Worldwide Views on Global Warming, an opportunity for citizens to have their say and be heard, according to the organisers. The Australian side of the event was coordinated by the Institute for Sustainable Futures at the University of Technology, Sydney. So, to find out more about the project and what it achieved, let's hear from Dr. Chris Reedy, the Institute's Research Director, and also two of the participants, Susan Gascoigne and Richard Overall. Well, Chris, Susan and Richard, welcome to Future Tense.
Hi there, how are you?
Hi.
Chris Reedy, let's start with you. The Australian part of the Worldwide Views on Global Warming event was held in Sydney recently. How did it work and what's the background to the event?
I'll start with the background, which is that coming up in Denmark at the end of the year is the Copenhagen Climate Summit under the United Nations, which you might have heard a bit about. And the hosts of that, Denmark, have been very interested in engaging with not just governments around the world and business, but also with citizens around the world. And they've actually got a long, rich tradition of citizen participation processes there in Denmark. So they had this idea of, well, why don't we try and find a way of getting citizens from all around the world, of bringing their voices together and bringing their voices directly into the climate change negotiations which are going to happen in Copenhagen. And they thought that the Danish Board of Technology there has some experience in running those kind of processes on specific issues there in Denmark, and they thought, well, why don't we try and extend this to the whole world?
Now, it's obviously a huge topic with many different strands, and you only had limited time for these discussions. How did you ensure that you covered all of the major topics and allowed room for everyone to have their say?
Well, the partners from around the world, and there were some 38 countries involved, have all been working over the last year or so to get a set of questions together that would be questions that the negotiators really have to consider in Copenhagen, and questions that every citizens from each country could answer together. So that the same questions were posed to the 100 citizens meeting in each country. So we chose those questions quite carefully to really get at the same issues that the negotiators are going to have to deal with. We gave all the participants the same information material beforehand, and that was the same material provided all around the world, so that they didn't just come to a view that was unconsidered, but they actually had time to think about the material, to discuss it with their fellow citizens, and to reach a more considered view on answering each of those questions.
And Susan Gascoigne in Adelaide, you came to Sydney for the event. You were one of those participants. What was it like for you, and what did you get out of it?
Oh, I just found it absolutely amazing. I was very surprised to find how much I did know about climate change. I think because I'd been to a seminar on climate change a couple of weeks before here in Adelaide. It kind of gave me some background into it, so I was quite pleased that I had something to contribute. I've just come out of there thinking I just need to do more.
And did you feel that you had a chance to air your views and that people listened to you?
Definitely, definitely. Because of the way we voted, everybody got a chance to have their point of view, and I thought that was really good.
Richard, overall, you're based in Melbourne and you were another participant. What was your experience?
Very similar. I mean, I think that I've been kind of interested in this topic for probably the last 6 or 7 years and kind of been doing my own research on it, so that almost by the time The Inconvenient Truth came out, I actually didn't go see it because I kind of didn't want to get depressed anymore. But also then, you know, being used, like most of us, to sitting on the couch and watching all these discussions happening on the TV or reading about in the paper, to actually be involved in something like this that was global, was actually one of the most empowering things for a regular citizen like myself. So, brilliant is the short answer.
Chris Reedy, what happens with what happened to the data that was put together from the various world events?
As the results came to hand, we posted them directly to the website. All the events happened on the same day, the 26th of September, around the world. Ours went on first, and then it slowly moved around the globe, and we could see the results slowly coming up for the whole world. So those results are up on the website, and you can compare what Australians thought compared to what people from all around the world thought on these issues. But now the next stage is really to get these results out to the decision makers and to the negotiators in each country who will be going to Copenhagen at the end of the year. We were lucky to have the Minister for Climate Change, Penny Wong, provided a video address to the participants at the start of our event and really expressed her interest in hearing about the results. We had the Ambassador for Climate Change, Louise Hand, come and speak to the citizens and encourage them, and she'll be part of our negotiating team for Copenhagen, so she's certainly aware of the event, and we've got a meeting with another of the negotiators coming up quite soon. So we're really trying to get these results to the people who are going to be making the decisions about how the world responds to this global problem.
Could I just add something to that? I was very interested to see how the results kind of matched up around the world. And for me, I was incredibly heartened, especially seeing countries like the United States, where you expect maybe a bit more scepticism. You know, it felt like there was a strong feeling from everyone for action and urgent action, which I was incredibly heartened by.
And Susan Gascoigne, in terms of that idea of scepticism, we know that there has been criticism of, say, the Rudd government's 2020 summit, when that was held, that lots of fine ideas came out, and then, you know, some people say, you know, those ideas went nowhere, that it ended up just being a talk fest for the sake of it. What's your feeling about this? Do you have confidence that what came out of this particular event will actually be important in at least some way in terms of informing the debate that's going on about climate change?
I'm hoping so. I can't say I feel absolutely confident because politicians have a habit of not actually following through, but I'm really hoping so. And I'm hoping because there were so many citizens and all of our voting was very similar in overall, I just hope they do take notice of us.
Well, Susan Gascoigne, Richard Overall, and also Dr. Chris Reedy, thank you very much for joining us on Future Tense.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thanks. It's been a pleasure.